We are getting into the traditional malaise of the second term, you might say, and second-term issues for this White House, while not as significant as the Watergate fiasco was for Richard Nixon's second term or Clinton's impeachment, are still raising some serious questions. President Obama is having to deal with serious questions about the attacks in Benghazi, Libya, last September, and whether there was a White House-orchestrated cover-up there. Now there are questions about whether the Obama Internal Revenue Service orchestrated a campaign of scrutiny of organizations associated with the political right and the president's political opponents. That's according to a draft audit by the IRS Inspector General that's been seen by our partner, The New York Times. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So what is the allegation here? What is the pattern of scrutiny by the IRS, and how can we tell that it may be politically motivated here?
Well, you got to reach back to late 2010, when it seems that officials in the nonprofit division, well, the tax-exempt division, really, of the IRS in Cincinnati, appear to have been looking for shortcuts, what they have described, what their boss has described as shortcuts. They say this wasn't political scrutiny of President Obama's enemies. There are lots of groups that were applying for tax-exempt status under 501c3 and 501c4. Now, under the law, these are supposed to be social welfare organizations. What's been happening over the last several years, both within the Tea Party movement, but long before that, across the political spectrum, tax auditors at the IRS are frustrated because this social exemption organization is exemption is being used as an excuse, essentially, by political organizations to not have to pay taxes. They say they're educating the public. Of course, they're political organizations. So this was the shortcut that they say they were trying to use. Now, what were they doing? They were allegedly, according to the draft IG report that the New York Times saw, the Washington Post has now seen it as well. The rest of us will see it later this week. They were using search terms like patriot, like Tea Party, like criticizing how the country's being run, and other searches that seem to encompass a lot of the political philosophy of the Tea Party movement, and exacting additional tax scrutiny on the applications of those groups, John.
All right. So we might expect that everybody on the political right and the left might be interested in this particular tax exemption loophole, call it, or regulation, you know, that you, if you're a social organization, you can get this tax exemption. But it seems like the White House was only looking at people seeking that exemption who are on the right.
Let's not say White House, because there isn't any evidence that this ever was under the knowledge of the White House, directed by the White House. What we know so far, according to the IG draft report, this appears to have been a shortcut and activity by auditors at the division in Cincinnati when their boss, a lady named Lois Lerner, she runs the tax-exempt division at the IRS, learned about it in June 2011. A week later, she said, don't do this. Not that you shouldn't be searching, but expand the search term so that it doesn't appear like you're looking just for people on the right. Expand it so that it looks, you know, political action groups involved in expanding or shrinking the government, so that it sort of encompasses a broader range. We don't want to appear as though we're targeting any specific group. They did expand it, and then it appears that go to January 2012, they were still doing these searches for increased scrutiny, and it still appears that the search terms, the criteria that they were using, were mostly targeted at groups on the right, just when you look at the search terms being used. Now, Lerner has apologized. She apologized on Friday at a legal conference and said this wasn't political activity. We weren't trying to target anyone. The White House had no idea it was going on. We were just trying to make this scrutiny, which we have to do, easier.
But there will be more revelations when the actual report is out here, and the Treasury Department even will have something to say about this. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Sure, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the story on Capitol Hill.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.